on Facebook, and recording the first Shooting USA podcast for 2018. Jim Scouten and John Scouten are here with you in your ears, through your stereo, and live on Facebook, and we got the first person watching. Outstanding stuff. This is knocking the dust off of the podcasting gear ahead of SHOT Show, which happens next week.
All right, here's a question. Are we better looking than Diamond and Silk?
What is the, I don't know what that is. I didn't get the reference.
Those are the two conservative black ladies that were on Fox and Friends this morning.
Okay.
Well, they're very famous.
But anyway, we're up to three people watching. Look, it says it's me. That's awesome.
It does.
Very cool. We are gathering traction in this new media space that is Facebook Live. How entertaining can that be? That is amazing. At the same time, we're recording internet radio in the form of a podcast. It's technology. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. And we believe this will work from the floor of the Sands Convention Center.
That's
as
the
well.
Plan.
So
yes.
We can talk about something like a 25th anniversary coin and show it to you. We'll probably be talking about the guns instead. And there is news.
Shout out to Renee and Chip who are involved. There is a lot of news, and a lot of the big manufacturers have already gone out into the world releasing their new products ahead of time.
We have not seen it before. We've seen a little bit of it, but nothing quite like this year, where the announcements have been made publicly through press releases and that sort of thing. The guns aren't out there yet in most cases, but they made the announcements as far back as October that this is our new deal. And now, obviously, with 40,000 dealers on the floor, they're going there to let the dealers actually pick them up, hold them, try them, without firing them.
Sure.
And write the orders. That's the whole idea. So we've got a pretty good idea of what we're going to see.
It's an entertaining thing to know ahead of time. We've had our hands on some of this stuff ahead of time, you know, with our relationship with Smith & Wesson. The entire line of the M&P pistol now in the second iteration, the 2.0s.
It is. That's their key thing. So there's an announcement actually came out this morning that the M&P Shield 2.0 in 9 and 40 is now available with a green laser. Of course, these are coming from Crimson Trace.
Yes. Check out Renee Cruz saying it'll be great if you guys can broadcast like this at SHOT Show. That is the intent, Renee, so stay tuned to your social media feed. We will be all in your face as best we can be.
You have no idea how many wires are plugged into things to actually make this happen this morning. So we'll do our best.
Okay. Here's an interesting question from Tim. He says, who do you see as the leader in manufacturing right now in the USA? That's a tough one to grasp.
Are we limiting this to firearms?
There's Jim Gross. He says hi.
Okay.
And Jimmy Russ. Oh, that's awesome, man. We have people. We're interacting with the people.
Well, you guys actually need to be doing work. It's Friday. It's a work day, but pleased to see you here. This is our work. I think you know that. All right, let's get down to some of the things we know. Number one, you've heard it from me over the years, over 25 years. You do not want to be the first guy to buy a rifle for some hot new round just announced. So, you are now clearly safe on 6.5 Creedmoor.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is dropping a rifle in 6.5 Creedmoor, whether it's an AR style or a bolt gun.
Yep.
So, you know, John has moved on to 6 Creedmoor.
Yep. 6mm Creedmoor now readily available from manufacturers, especially Hornady with their 108 grain ELD. It is as good as it gets for a match grade factory loaded 6mm Creedmoor. There is interesting news, a joint effort between GA Precision George Gardner and Hornady is the new 6.5 PRC. That's precision rifle cartridge. In George calls it the big brother to the 6.5 Creedmoor. So you know GA will be making guns in 6.5 PRC. His capabilities and the speeds they're seeing out of that, just over 3,000 feet per second from a factory load. I mean, this is taking precision to the nth degree.
All right, you might consider that John has the support to be on the leading edge of whatever is happening out there. Don't go there till it's safe.
I'm excited about it, though.
What you want, and what we've got this year, is you want competition among ammo makers in the caliber and the chambering you select. So 6.5 Creedmoor is safe. We still obviously recommend Hornady ELD-X, the match bullet, which
ELD
is extraordinary. But it's here. 6.5 Creedmoor is definitely here. We even hear the Army is looking at a version of 6.5 for their next generation gun because they're always talking about their next generation rifle for the troops.
Well, there's another interesting aspect here. As the AR-15 has proliferated the market, everyone has an AR-15. The AR-10 platform does not share the same mil-spec, so one AR-10 design from one manufacturer may not be identical in terms of pin placement and things like that to another manufacturer's design. We've seen that in the Armalite, even within the even within Armalite's own line of rifles. Some of their AR-10 parts won't match other AR-10 parts. So that's where this thing starts to get interesting, is you're chambering 6.5 Creedmoor in an AR-10. You may not be able to take the Savage MSR upper and put it on your Smith & Wesson M&P 10 lower. Things like that become a little bit more challenging. So look for manufacturers to make complete out-of-the-box systems in the AR-10.
And buy the whole rifle.
You know, there you go.
Why not? These guys are pretty good at putting them together. That is a point. That's one of Savage's pieces of news.
William Ferkson is asking about 264 Win Mag. It's a Magnum cartridge, so for precision rifle competition, it's not going to be appropriate.
Who's got a rifle in their safe for Winchester WSSM? Remember that?
Winchester.
Super short Magnum.
Yeah. Well, that's a super fast round, ideal for hunting.
Good luck.
Not good for competition.
Getting a deal on that. That's the sort of thing that you don't want to be the leading edge of that. We're here to tell you when it's safe. And you are going to find attractive offers on 6.5 Creedmoor. That's all I got today.
How fun is this? We're up to 31 people watching us live on the interwebs. At the same time, recording the Shooting USA podcast, we're going to be doing this from the Sands Convention Center floor with manufacturers, now, with representatives, with competitive shooters, with whoever I can get to sit down and talk to me.
Now, the way this works, there won't be video in the podcast. That's audio.
That's audio podcast, yes. But Facebook Live exists right now and on Facebook with a link to the podcast if you want to download and listen in your car or something like that.
If you think this is fascinating enough to listen to it again, you will find the podcast link on the homepage of shootingusa.com.
Yep, we're on iTunes as well. You can search us up there, Shooting USA Podcast. That's
all right,
the way
so
to
what
get
else
to
have
it.
We got? Handguns.
Did we talk about, well, okay, handguns, the new Glock 19X.
Yes, Gen 5. this cracks me up. The big news on the Gen 5 Glock, which has been out there, there's no secret about it, is that they got rid of the big news features on the Gen 4 Glock.
Well,
turns out nobody liked having their fingers in a particular spot on the grip, and so
I think it's interesting in that they're responsive to what the market feedback from their last iteration, and it's notable that another big manufacturer follows what the aftermarket does. So there are a lot of people out there that will do stippling jobs, contouring jobs on any of your polymer guns. But when a big manufacturer like Glock pays attention to it and says, okay, we're going to try to do that ahead of time, Smith & Wesson has also done that in the 2.0 M&P line. Contouring, aggressive texturing, things like that. The 19X is an interesting thing. It's essentially the narrow slide on the 17 frame. So it's a sort of a go-between for carry and everyday shooting, perhaps competition. It'll be an interesting thing. An interesting thing that I'm looking forward to getting more information on is coming from Walther, and that is their contingency plan, where they're putting $400,000 or something in cash
$400,000
for people who go into the competitive world and shoot any Walther product and make a first or second place finish.
Third place as well.
Okay, so I'll get more on this as we get people from Walther to sit down and talk.
You guys understand the contingency? It comes out of drag racing.
Or dirt bike racing, yeah.
Yeah, where if you put a sticker on your drag racer and you use, what are we going to use, a Holley carb on top of your Hemi, and you place.
Well, you know who was big into that? You remember the Edelbrock
family.
They'll
pay you. Yeah,
Vic Edelbrock. So they paid out tons of contingency money.
Yep. Substantial contingency money has now moved into the shooting sports, and that tells you how serious Walther is in taking a position in the shooting sports. They've got a couple team members out there.
Yep.
We're obviously going to have to pay some attention to how those folks are doing.
It looks like Art Kaysen's in there. Shout out to Art Kaysen and Royal Range here in Nashville, the first five-star range from the NSSF.
Art, you're supposed to be working. Somebody's got to manage that place. Crying out loud.
Chilling in his office on the interwebs. That's what they do.
As a matter of fact, Royal Range was again
just on the
TV
show on Wednesday. Sure
week.
Was. Yeah.
This week. Yeah. Yeah. So,
if you're ever in Nashville, it is the place to shoot.
Absolutely.
What else in Vegas? Savage and the AccuFit system.
Yeah, this is interesting. You get this is the Savage 110.
110 and 10, so long and short action, bolt action guns with an affordable, adjustable stock system.
So John has actually had a chance to try these out secretly under embargo.
We did, and we did a nice piece explaining the technology that you'll be able to see in another couple of weeks. But it is a way to get as close to a custom fit in the form of your stock for your rifle for very little money over what a normal Savage 110 would cost.
I think everybody has been seeing the high-end chassis that
right.
are, you know, where you drop in your Remington, whatever
absolutely.
It's going to be. And they have the adjustable cheek piece and the adjustable length of pull.
Yep.
And they're about $1,000.
They're very expensive, yes.
This is Savage's solution to be able to fit your rifle, cheek piece height and length of pull, to you. And it actually shows up as a kit. And so you mm-hmm. put the right combination of pieces onto what is otherwise a traditional black polymer stock, or fiberglass
right.
stock.
Right.
And you fit it to you so your eye is precisely positioned for the scope. That's the way, obviously, you get the best accuracy, and they're making it affordable.
Absolutely. And it's about repeatability. If you can just snap the rifle up and your cheek weld is the same every time, you don't have to creep into your scope. You have this, I mean, it is essentially built for you in quarter-inch increments, and you do it yourself.
Well, the other thing that's happening, which is interesting, and we have had some experience with it, John got the assignment, is the 10 millimeter in a 6-inch 1911.
Oh, I love 10 millimeter.
That is... good friend Les Baer's mm-hmm. latest introduction. We'll see that again.
Oh, my gosh. It's sitting over here. I almost want to take the headset off and get it. I got to show the people. I'm
going
to do it.
Okay, he's going to get it. Anyway, you know how Les hand fits every possible dimension on a 1911. Nobody does anything like it that I've ever seen, or nobody does it in his price range. You're about to have a demonstration.
Couldn't be more excited about this. I mean, 10 millimeter is as good as it gets, but there's a 6-inch hand-fitted Les Baer in 10 millimeter, and it's as tight in terms of lockup as it gets. I mean, and that's what you get when you buy a custom hand-fitted 1911 from Les Baer. And, you know, if you don't love this idea in real time, I mean, it's a television show about guns, so we're showing you the guns. There's one of them.
All right. Anyway, Les will be there. Les will be taking orders, we think, and that's certainly going to be high on the list, as the retailers may want to get just one of those in. They're a little pricey. They're just over $3,000.
Well, like all things in life, you get what you pay for, and in this, you know, you'll never be disappointed when you buy the
really
finest.
Really do get something. And we talked extensively with Les about what do you have to do to make one of these cycle and handle the recoil on a 10 millimeter. And it's spring adjustment, it's fine tuning.
Yeah, it's got some tension to it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's yours. Anyway.
Thank you.
You're going to go pig hunting? There's your choice right there. Now, so that's a challenge.
There are a number of manufacturers who I'm starting to pay attention to who are releasing integral suppressed barrels for AR platforms, barrels for bolt guns. So not a separate thread-on suppressor barrel swap that gets you into integral suppress. So I'll be keeping an eye out for stuff like that. Lewis Machine and Tool is one that comes to mind. There was another press release this morning that has just escaped me, but be looking for that stuff. Be looking for celebrities. A number of CrossFit athletes are crossing over, and you know, it's kind of a divisive thing in the CrossFit community. Some people are very for it because of the military and law enforcement training background that CrossFit sort of emerged from, but then there are those in the fitness community who are very vocally opposed to it, and it's an interesting thing to see some of those athletes come out as brand representatives, so we'll be looking for people like that as well.
Got an interesting email back and forth yesterday with a gentleman who says he's a little older and his arthritis has caught up a little bit, but he's got an old battle buddy from when he served. And he says they live 15 miles from the CMP's new Talladega range.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he's asking me about PRC, Precision Rifle Competition. And he says he doesn't think he's up to all the physical challenge.
Everybody
is. I said, wait a minute. You are two of the best and most lucky guys in the country to be 15 miles from the CMP Talladega shooting park. Everything CMP does over there is if you can stand and drop into position to shoot sitting or prone,
right?
That's it. It's all accuracy. Go over there
right.
and shoot the CMP events. That's arthritis friendly. So interesting exchange. But then we've got the tough guys.
Wow.
Basically, it's operator testing and training is what
it's,
you guys
are It's doing. General physical preparedness is what it is. And then you apply that to whatever firearm system you're competing with at the time, and you really start to separate good from great. And I'm far from great, but it's fun to do anyway.
And if we can get more people
involved, that's the whole point of it, and that has been since the beginning, is to grow the shooting sports, because that's what we bring you on Shooting USA, is coverage of the shooting sports. So
will we be at the SHOT Show?
You betcha. And that's the idea, William. We are going to be doing this exact kind of thing as much as we can while we're at the SHOT Show, embracing the new media, going live to the people, and recording them on the podcast. Jim's about to bail out because he's going to grab something.
I'm going to get the schedule.
Oh, get the schedule. Yeah, good idea. So, yes, we have a handful of scheduled appearances that we'll be making. Most regularly will be the shooting, or will be at Smith & Wesson. That's one that we do every year. We'll be appearing with Hornady. It's going to be an interesting endeavor.
You guys like the photo back there on the wall?
Which one?
The one in the middle.
Oh, yeah, the car.
That one.
Yeah, it's classic.
I'm in that car.
My grandfather took that photo.
That's a 55, 54 Cadillac. That was a
welcome to Jim's Nest.
Trip.
This is Jim's safe space. You've seen mine if you follow my social media. It's quite a bit more cramped and cluttered. This is Jim's Nest. This is the office.
I could show him the elevated desk.
Well, it's a pretty neat feature. And
all right, so here's the schedule.
Got Can't it? Read it.
Okay. Smith & Wesson, every morning from 9 to 10, John and I will be there, and that's where one of these podcasts will occur.
Absolutely, if not more than that.
Let me see. Then we got a point. That's a service a client appointment. And then on Tuesday, this is the 23rd, we are signing something at Hornady.
That's right.
From 12 to 1.
Typically, they have some nice baseball hats that we can sign and stuff. Looks like your phone's kicking us a low battery.
Low
warning.
Battery.
That's sketchy.
All right. We need a cable. Hold on a second.
Wow. We'll continue to discuss with you what we're going to do while the old man attempts to find a way to charge the phone. At the same time, this is arguably the longest podcast I've ever done with Jim. All I had to do was put a camera in front of him, and we can just rock and roll. So if you are going to be at the Sands Convention Center for the SHOT Show, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings at Smith & Wesson from 9 to 10, podcasting, Facebook Living, taking photos, signing stuff, having a good time. Tuesday, Thursday, both of those slots with Hornady looking like.
Craig's in support. You got to come off when I do
that. And then you'll find, all right, Hornady is 10:30 to 11:30, or is that 11 to 12?
That's 11 to 12.
Okay. And then you can find...
John is in the Vista booth.
Right. You can find me representing Hoppies, Bushnell, and Butler Creek.
That's 1:30 to 2:30.
Right. And then,
This is where you get up on the stage with a wireless mic and just make stuff
interestingly,
up.
Interestingly, I don't make stuff up. Oh, I'm speaking from experience in those instances.
He's very good at it.
Many times, what's interesting is I've gotten word that they have changed their configuration of the Vista booth this year, so there will be no presentation stage as there has been in the past, which kind of makes it a little bit different, but it becomes a little more personal.
So you don't have to make stuff up.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I'll still be embracing the people and discussing anything you guys want to talk about. If you come and find me, I will be there. I'd be happy to talk with you and show you the newest products or talk with you about anything you've seen on the show or the social media feeds or whatever it might be. We'll be there. So find us, help us find you kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah. You have to be a dealer. You understand that. You can't get into the SHOT Show unless you're a dealer.
Yeah, don't forget about Grunt Style.
The only way.
I'll be Grunt Style representing in the afternoons.
You are doing that right now.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. It's red. It's Friday. So red, remember everyone deployed. At the SHOT Show, Tony Pignato and I will be handing out select Grunt Style swag. Certain podcasts will involve perhaps Grunt Style people, talking more and more about that company and all of the good things that they're doing in the form of not only lifestyle wear, but they're launching a line of shoes, different things like that. So Grunt Style is a company on the move for sure. Look for us talking more about that next week.
All right. New holster coming from ComTech. I have not seen it. I don't know anything about it.
Excited to see that for sure.
They're big with concealed carry, as you know. Very big with IDPA.
Shout out to Travis Bain.
Whatever they got. Hey, Travis. We've got time at Colt.
You bet.
I have no information on Colt. They'll have something.
I hope so.
Last year they dropped the Cobra
right.
for the first surprise to everybody.
The Combat Unit 1911 is a railgun, things like that, last year. So look for probably some enhancements there. Hopefully,
something.
Maybe a new revolver. I don't know. I wish I could tell you right now, but I will be able to tell you next week.
So are we missing anybody? Ruger has just announced they're forming a competition team for the first time ever in
yeah.
the history of the company.
Ruger picked up Doug Koenig.
And he's the captain of the team that they haven't announced but are expected to announce more members
yes.
of the team. So
yes.
they're suddenly realizing the importance of the shooting sports for test and evaluation.
Now I have some additional insider information on Ruger from the IRC. May or may not be ready to release a competition-oriented revolver of some description, but if it is going to be for competition, you can expect 8 rounds. Again, we'll find out more about that next week. They also have already released their precision rifle rimfire training device. So all of the chassis and all of the controls that you find on the Ruger precision rifle in rimfire for training. So I'll be happy to get my hands on that. Looking forward to that, especially knowing that I've got a couple of younger kids that are interested in shooting some of that stuff.
Who is it? IWI? It's dropping the Bullpup 12-gauge semi-auto shotgun.
I don't guess I've seen that one. Remington's got the 870 magazine-fed shotgun. That'll be an interesting thing to look at.
Somebody's going to be making, 10, 15-round magazines for that.
Bushnell released a video this morning or overnight teasing the newest Reflex red dot optic with a much larger objective. Haven't had one of those in hand yet, but be looking for that next week. In addition to that, they're announcing a new team member who happens to be a world champion, somebody you've seen many times on the show. I will have an exclusive interview and Facebook Live session with him.
Him.
Can't drop that name just yet.
Not a her.
No, it's a him.
Okay. They've already got a her.
Yes.
All right. Got it. Anyway, Blackhawk doing some unusual things. I don't know what their plan is. The originator of the Serpa holster. You remember the Serpa lock holster? I guess that's still there. I don't know.
Yeah, they still have Serpa. Mm-hmm.
They have high-quality Italian leather holsters mm-hmm. that they announced today.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's maneuvering in this market. Market's admittedly a little slow. Everybody's trying to attract some key attention of the stuff you got to have. And it's our job to go find it. So we'll do the best we can for you next week.
That's our plan. And we'll be right up to the minute with you on Facebook Live, on the podcast, and, of course, creating content for the traditional television show. That's what we're there to do.
Yeah, well, that's actually the one that pays the bill.
That's part of it. It's important. Awesome, guys. Look forward to seeing you in Vegas. And if you're not there, look for us over the social media, over the podcast, and then later on a couple weeks down the road on the show.
Sure.
Awesome. Talk to you then.
That's it.
Gotta hit stop.